That's just a taste of what we're going to hear in Salt Lake City September 25th when Def Leppard comes to town with Journey. We got Phil Collin online of Def Leppard right now. Man, it's great to talk to you, Phil. There are a lot of Def Leppard fans here in Salt Lake.
Thank you.
I see you just got done with the G3 tour with Joe Satriani. I'm sure you made Satch up his game, right?
Well, he definitely made me up my game. It's standing next to him and John Petrucci every night. Definitely raises the bar. It's like, whoa, they're amazing. So I had such a blast on that tour. It was so much fun.
I just got done watching your kickboxing workout video, man. Oh, you are a buff dude. What are you, the bodyguard for Def Leppard too?
Yeah, we got a great bodyguard. In South America, we do. So, it's pretty cool. I think you have to do it. You have to stay as healthy as you can, really. I mean, it's harder to stay away from bad food than it is to work out. The working out part's easy in comparison.
Well, yeah, I heard you gave up, like, meat back in the 80s. You're a vegan now.
Yeah, 1983. So at the end of the Pyromania tour, I stopped eating meat. So it's 36 years, something like that. And I've been a vegan for like 7 or 8 years.
So what sparked that? I know with Paul McCartney, it was him buying a farm in Scotland and he couldn't, you know, he looked at the sheep every day and he thought, I can't eat them. For you, how did that happen?
Honestly, I always felt a bit weird about it. My grandmother left me a steak and to put under the grill, and it was bleeding and had veins in it. And that kind of started it off. And then later on, and this is a God's honest truth, I saw the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And, you know, it really got to me. And then, honestly, then the next time I ate meat, it was like, oh, my God, I nearly threw up. It's like, what, it's this dead body, and I'm eating this rotting flesh. And it was like, oh, this is nasty. So that's what happened. And then from then on, it kind of got a bit more and more, and I just gave it up and then felt better.
So, Phil, when you're in town with the boys from Def Leppard, you know, we got a ton of vegan restaurants here in Salt Lake.
Oh, you got some great places. When I was just out there, I went to, what's the place? Right down.
Zest or Sages?
And I went to Sages. That's awesome. But I think it's Ollie and Molly.
Yeah, Molly and Ollie on State Street.
You can get some killer vegan stuff in there as well. So, yeah, no, it's all happening. So, no, I love it. I love coming to Salt Lake City. It's great.
Well, let's talk about your arrival here in Salt Lake, September 25th with Def Leppard, Journey, Vivint Smart Home Arena. How'd you hook up with Journey? You tour with them before?
We have in 2006, and it was such a great experience, and the audiences loved it. We've been threatening to do it ever since, and this was the first time our schedules lined up, and we were able to do it together. So, it worked out a treat. So that's going to be a blast. You know, so many songs that everyone knows. It really makes it a great night, you know.
Well, how do you pick your set list for every tour?
Well, you have to do the hot chestnuts, you know. In our case, you have to do a Pour Some Sugar on Me, Hysteria, Photograph, Love Bites. There's a list of them, but you do that, and then whatever's left, you have to divide it up, and you go, okay, if we've got a new album out, we're going to do 3 new songs, maybe. You know, to bore people with stuff they don't know, mm-hmm. but you try and do that. But in our case, because we just released our whole catalogue digitally, we're going to be promoting basically the whole thing. So I think we're going to have to revolve it around a little bit and kind of do the odd song from back in the day, from different albums, you know, stuff on Pyromania and, yeah, Adrenalize, whatever, you know, things that we don't normally do. But we'll have a slot for it, yeah.
Phil Collin of Def Leppard, they're in town September 25th, Vivint Smart Home Arena. So you took the producer chair recently. You just produced Tesla's new album, which is coming out this summer. What was that like?
Well, I've known them for 30-odd years. You know, we toured together on the Hysteria album, and we've been really close friends. And I produced and wrote a single for them a couple of years ago. And Brian Wheat, the bass player, and he'd been kind of one of the main writers, he said, you should do our next album. So that was amazing. And we've done most of it while we were on tour, all the guitars and that. And, it, you know, the more inspiration that went around, the more that came out. You know, I'd be stopped in the hallway at Frank Hannon would go, hey, man, I've got to play you this thing. And it's like, wow. Within a day, we had a new song. And
nice.
That's really how we would work it. And just a wonderful experience. The album sounds absolutely stunning. I'm so proud of it. And, you know, it comes out. It's scary good. It's got, you know, all the great influences, you know, the Beatles, the Queen, Zeppelin, you know, the Who. It's got all stuff like that that you'll recognize, and, you know, Aerosmith, AC/DC, all the great rock bands, but it sounds like Tesla. So, you know, we're really thrilled about that one.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing that new Tesla album, and them live, by the way, in town on June 4th with Styx and Joan Jett. Tesla with 103.5 The Arrow. Phil Collin of Def Leppard here. You guys are almost celebrating 40 years, the 40th anniversary of Def Leppard next year. You guys have been through so many road bumps. I mean, Rick lost his arm in 84. You lost a good friend, Steve Clark, and guitarist at 30 years old. Vivian Campbell just recently had cancer. A lot of bumps.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, that's life. You know, it happens, you know. Actually, I just got some bad news early this morning. My 97-year-old auntie just passed away, you know. So, you know, it's what happens. It's kind of, that's part of life. So you expect all of that stuff, you know.
Well, it seems you guys have put aside your differences, and that breaks up a lot of bands. A lot of bands don't even last 9 years because of egos.
You're absolutely right. And that's it in a nutshell. You know, we actually... That's so silly when bands do that, and I see it all the time. You know, ego will kill creativity, it'll kill careers. It's amazing. It'll kill marriages, everything. So, we kind of try and rise above that. You know, it's something that we don't put up with.
Phil Collin and Def Leppard with us. Let's talk about some of your babies, your songs, Phil. And, you know, no doubt, Def Leppard's Sgt. Pepper's album is Hysteria. I mean, how could you top that album, one of the greatest of all time? So when you were working on the guitar work for Animal, that song comes at you like a flamethrower. I think about the melodic phrases, the counter rhythms, the counter melodies of your dual guitars with Steve. That come together quickly?
Well, that's a bad one to ask for, because that took 3 years. That thing. So it not totally. Obviously, was doing other stuff in between, but we recorded the original demo of it. We recorded some guitars and everything, and then Joe done a lead vocal. I remember he was in Paris, and he done this really great lead vocal. And Mark said, you know, we've been struggling with this song for a while, and it's kind of sounding dated. We have to kind of change all this stuff around. So we redone the whole backing track, kept Joe's lead vocal, and re-recorded all the parts, all new parts, and a whole different vibe and rhythm and everything. And but it sounded great, so it kind of updated it, and it gave it like an injection of inspiration. So some songs are just great off the bat, and some songs have got no chance anyway. They're just not great. But you can, if you recognize something really good in there, it's worth taking it to its nth degree, which we did with that one.
To me, every track on Hysteria is just amazing. And Phil, I know you've got a huge catalog, all those songs you've written with Def Leppard. Do you look back and appreciate some songs more than others?
I do, actually, and albums. I'd agree with you. That is our Sgt. Pepper's. But when we were doing that record, there was a couple of the songs that we didn't spend as much time on, like Don't Shoot Shotgun or Run Riot, and they turned out great.
Yeah.
But now, in retrospect, you can tell that we didn't spend as much time on the writing process. You know, they sounded great recording-wise and everything else, and they absolutely have a place on that record. And I think if we'd have made them probably even better or a bit more kind of commercial, if you like, perhaps our whole album wouldn't have sounded as good. So you have to be careful sometimes. You can overdo it, and I think it all worked out. But just looking back at it, you know, a song like, say, Hysteria, where there's so much going on, and there was, you know, so much time and energy spent on it. It was they're like jigsaw puzzle songs, you know, and albums.
Who came up with the guitar riff for Hysteria? Was that you or Steve?
Rick Savage actually originally came up with the part, and then I literally sung the first verse, and we kept the lyrics, and then the next part I had the pre-chorus part already, and that fit in there, and then me, Steve, Joe, and Mark worked on the next part. So it was Rick Savage who came up with that thing. He actually plays it on the record as well. He played it on my Fender Telecaster, if I'm not mistaken, the jangly guitar riff, the opening one. Yeah.
Phil Collin and Def Leppard, they'll be here again September 25th with Journey, Vivint Smart Home Arena. So, Phil, you've been in Southern California for the last 25 years. Do you see your mates when you're not touring? I know Joe Elliott, he lives in Dublin, and rest of the guys are mostly overseas?
Yeah, no, actually, I saw Vivian Campbell because when we done the G3 tour, he came down to support me, and I got him on stage, and we jammed. We done Hysteria and Love Bite, actually,
nice,
which was really cool. But for most part, we spend more time together than we don't. So, you know, we're on tour, and that's the thing. So we don't really get a chance. When we're at home, we kind of hang with our families or do whatever we're doing. You know, I just spent the 2 months on the G3 tour. So
cool. And before we let you go, we got to remind everybody again, Def Leppard's entire catalog is available digitally now on all platforms. Tesla's new album will be also there. And you played with the Professionals recently too, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, the live album came out. The Professionals, if anyone doesn't know, it was when the Sex Pistols broke up. Steve Jones and Paul Cook formed the Professionals. So it's kind of got a real London punk thing about it. You know, I'm from London and I play in a band with Paul Cook, Man Rage. We have two albums out together. So when Paul asked me if I wanted to play on it, I was like, yeah, and I'm on like three songs. So Mick Jones from The Clash is on it, Billy Duffy from The Cult, Steve Jones from The Sex Pistols, and me, and there's some other guests as well. I'm not sure, but yeah, that was fun.
What a motley crew that is, man. Well, looking forward to seeing you here in Salt Lake September 25th, Vivint Smart Home Arena. And beside our vegan restaurants, anything else you do when you're up here, Phil?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've got some friends in Salt Lake City, Aaron and Tiff and Lance, if you're listening, hi. But yeah, we went to the Sage restaurant when it used to be at the other location.
Yeah.
So that's how much of a local I am. I even remember the old location as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, when they were over on 9 South. Man, cool. Can't wait to see you back in Salt Lake City, Phil. Phil Collin of Def Leppard. Hey, pleasure hanging out with you, man.
Frank, pleasure. Thank you.